listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 14, and today we are talking about the mystical. What does that even mean, Tim?
Go ahead and give, as we pre-planned this show, go ahead and give what you call the mystical, and I'll debunk it.
Debunk it. That's so wild. Okay, so pre-planned is a pretty big stretch because our planning consists of us being like, hey, what do you think about talking about that?
Or sitting on the couch and get into a deep conversation. It's like, shit.
Ooh, that should have been a podcast. Yeah. Okay, so I had written down the idea of the mystical as a podcast episode idea. And as we started talking, we realized pretty quickly that this could be multiple episodes. This could be 101 different things. But we would start with maybe the basics, with a very maybe juvenile understanding of the mystical, which for me meant a guardian angel. And so I was sharing my story of when I was first learning to drive. Now, this was kind of a big deal for me. I was one of those oddities that did not want to drive. I thought it was really scary to, you know, drive around in a big metal machine with really fast metal machines driving around beside me. And so driving was kind of a little bit scary for me. And it also was kind of scary because I had this unfortunate tendency of mixing up the gas and the brake. You see, that's not good to do. That's scary. And I did it once in Germany when we were visiting. We rode go-karts and I slammed into a wall and it was kind of scary. Everybody was okay, including myself. But that was a little back history. So, you know, learning to drive was scary. Driving the first time, I was in like our small town. Like, we went to like the cemetery where hardly anybody is. And I remember just scooting around there.
Whoever's there going about, alive.
Yeah, couldn't do any more damage there. And so I was going like 5 miles an hour and like tears were just kind of slowly streaming down my cheeks. So this was a big deal that I learned how to drive, right? But one of the main reasons I was afraid was because of that whole gas brake, you know, mix up. So the whole reason I told you that story is so that I could tell you this story, which is that one time I was driving, I think it was my mom's car, and I was pulling into our driveway and heading straight towards the house, and I felt my foot, like I was going to push on what I thought was, I don't know, folks, things got mixed up for a minute, and I was literally getting ready to slam onto the gas accidentally, meaning to do the brake, heading towards the house very fast. And I just felt my foot like lift up and move over to the brake. And my neck just kind of, you know, it came to an abrupt stop, not like a painful neck, but like kind of jolted me. And I was like, oh, and I just kind of looked around and I think I was by myself. And I was like, whoa, that was trippy. That was so trippy because I didn't do that. Somebody else did that. Something else did that. And that was my first experience. Now that I can remember, I'm sure, because like, you know, when you're a baby, like you're totally connected to the divine more than ever before. You haven't lost your connection and all that cool stuff, which we can get into later. But that was my first memory of saying, I think my guardian angel just hooked me up because I was going through the house. There's no way around it.
So would you say that your 16-year-old self at that time would define the mystical as your guardian angel that was sent to watch over you?
It just lent me a helping foot, you know?
But you would say that...
Yeah, it felt like at the time it was like that. There's no other way to explain it. Like, that wasn't me. That was something greater than me. And so I called it my guardian angel. That's...
Yeah, the reason I ask it that way is because I would think up until a few years ago, I would say, actually maybe a few months ago, I would say the mystical would be A, something that's not real. It's either in a book or science fiction or whatever, or B, a guardian angel, a spirit, a whatever that may or may not be real as well. So to me, that's how I guess I would have defined mystical, and I wonder if other people would think that too. But I don't think I think it's that anymore.
So what is it? And now, in your opinion, as a grown-ass man... with all the experiences you have, what would you call it? And
what would I call the mystical?
No, what would you call the experience
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I would.
Cough.
Oh, I thought it was a sneeze.
Don't need.
I would say it's your subconscious that kicked in, your fight or flight kicked in and said, we got to do this. We got to do it right. We can't go through this garage door and destroy this house.
So is the subconscious, my higher self, is that the same as, you know, divinity? Is that the same as God or the universal energy? Like, is that the same? Mm-hmm. And here's the deal, folks. We're going to take a quick pause. We don't have all the answers. We never claim to. We understand that on Amazon and soon to be our own website, we sell probiotics. So this is not that we're claiming to be any sort of
expert,
preacher, nun, monk, or anything of that nature.
Guru.
But guru, we are not your guru, but we're curious and we are passionate about growth and we are completely open-minded. And I think the reason it is just fun to discuss this is because it all does kind of tie together when it comes to why are we really here and what's our greater purpose and, you know, all of that amazing stuff. So before we go any further, I just think it's important to say, like, this is just...
Yeah, I think it's just you and I riffing on and talking about something that we think is interesting. By no means do I think that we're...
trying to share the right answer.
Or prescribing what other people should do or believe.
Right.
But right. Yeah, I think that's...
Cool.
So what was I...
Well, here, this is the thing, though. Before I even go back to that, like, I think that being a company that, like, we're so service-oriented, like, our goal is to help people feel better. And, like... I truly believe that is like one of the main reasons I am here. Like that's part of my life purpose. And so if I don't share my passion for the love that we all have inside of us and the love that's available to all of us, then I'm doing a disservice to the brand. So to me, that's just part of the message of A Lifted Life is the optimism and the positive energy that like, it's all good. Like it's all good. And you're so good. And you are amazing just the way you are. And all of that really kind of wild and out there stuff. To me, that is the mystical, this wildly, forgiving, loving energy that pulsates through the world. So anyway, looping back around.
Yeah.
What was the open loop? There was an open loop and everyone's like, okay, go back to it.
Yeah, I already closed it.
I don't think so. I said what?
Damn it. Well,
we should
talk about the mystical.
that's not useful. That's not helpful. Should we pause and go back? Everybody's like, I know what it is. They're screaming into their phone right now. It's like, it's this. Go back and talk about this. You asked him a question and then you cut him off and shared this wackadoo psychedelic.
Because I was explaining that. What I define the mystical is your subconscious, and then you were...
I said, is that the same as God? Is that the same as the universe or divine intelligence?
I had to take a pause because I think the subconscious is how you connect to the higher power, whatever you want to call it. I tend to lean towards quantum field and universe. Some people lean towards God or other... I don't know whether... words they use.
The universe, divine intelligence.
But yeah. I believe that, I feel like that's probably the ultimate source and we connect through our subconscious.
So your subconscious isn't divine intelligence, the quantum field, it's how you connect back to it.
That's what I think.
Yeah, it's cool.
Through my experience, that's what I feel like is useful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that. So I think your subconscious kicked in and helped you in a...
So my subconscious connected me to my guardian angel who then moved my foot, maybe. Who said, Selves, move your foot.
Yeah.
This is going to get crazy.
Yeah. I think I get hung up on the details. Like, if you were to ask me that a year ago, I would say, so you think there's this invisible being, like, lifted up your foot? I mean, I just think of something like that, which...
I think that we are all... physical beings with invisible beings, like that, who we really are. Yeah. And so to imagine that there's other invisible beings around us, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense to me because we're more non-physical than we are physical. So,
yeah. I was just thinking, whoever's listening to this may really got into something. They don't know that they're
so take your probiotics, yeah. Get good gut health. and then you can have some psychedelic conversations about
in our mystical. Defense, we've been reading a lot about this subject, so it's been a hot topic for you and I.
Right.
Like, what's real and what's not, and leaning towards what's useful.
Right.
And
right. Fascinating. Okay, so the mystical. You know, I had mentioned I would bring up my guardian angel story, and you would kind of gave a look like, that's not the mystical. So, like, how do you apply the mystical in your everyday life? Like, how can someone who wants to live a lifted life say, okay, I was listening to their show, they're kind of kooky, they make a good probiotic, so I'm just gonna keep listening.
Yeah.
But what could they take away, even if they're like,
well, I think
already set in their, this isn't, sorry, go ahead.
I think the takeaway is that there is something that you can reach out to. There is a something out there that you can tap into to feel better.
And how do we do that?
Oh boy. There's lots of ways. I think meditation, of course, is probably the what I would lean towards personally. I don't know. I'm sure there's other.
I think that the meditative state is like what you're talking about. Personally, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like meditation gets you into a meditative state. But for some people, so does walking in the woods. And for some people, so does painting. And for some people, so does, you know, a run. People talk about the runner's high. Like, are they connecting to the divine?
Yeah, why not? I mean, scientifically, the way I understand it is how your brain waves change, how your brain patterns change. And meditation is a way to walk you through those changes and get you in that theta or whatever.
And don't you think what we're really doing is kind of undoing the veil of the mind? So the mind and the endless chatter of the thoughts and the worries and the concerns about what could have happened or what should have happened. Could happen is like an anxiety about the future, and should have happened is like this kind of regret about the past, and all of that is within the limited confines of the mind. And so if you're able to transcend the thought, like, where do you go, and what is that, and is that the mystical?
Yeah, it's strange how you brought that up, because I think we've talked about this already, but if you really think about it, the past isn't real and the future isn't real. Your anxiety for the future isn't real. It's not tangible. The past is a memory of something that happened, but you can't go there. You can't touch it. The only thing that's real is now. And it seems backwards when you say it like that, because I think you would argue, of course the past is real. I was there. I did it. Yeah, you did. And it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only thing you really have is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's...
So the way we access the mystical is the present moment, of course.
It's the only way.
And I love this illustration that basically joy is our natural set point.
Mm.
And it's the book, I think it's Joy on Demand, written by a meditation teacher who originally was working at Google. And he started to teach meditation to the Googlers and basically realized that was something he was super passionate about, more so than programming. And so he wrote this book, and he talks about this illustration of the joy that's within us all is like this big hunk of gold, but it's buried in cow manure. Or was it horse manure? Or does it matter?
Does it matter?
So it's our job to remove the veil of manure to access the gold. And I think that our thoughts, the constant chatter of our minds, that's the manure. And so if you have a way to transcend thought, and I think breath work is one amazing way to bring you into the now, which transcends thought, meditation, which often involves breath work. But like I said, painting, walking, running, petting your dog mindfully in a way that says, I'm going to be here with my dog and not ruminate of the past or think to the future.
You know, that breath work is always interesting. I always thought it's been interesting because it, of course, is in the now, because you're breathing. Like, you're breathing in air right now. You're not thinking about, oh, that breath I did 2 days ago or that breath 5 minutes ago. You're thinking about right now. Like, I think that's the best way to get present, is to focus on your breathing.
Mm-hmm. And both of us, we've been working more on, I mean, I've noticed you doing it. We haven't really actually even talked about it, but there's more and more research that I've seen that talks about how having a longer exhale stimulates the vagus nerve. I think I'm saying that right. But essentially the whole idea is to stimulate that nerve, which is, it calms the fight or flight, and it engages the everybody listening knows, and they're like, duh, let me think about it. Parasympathetic nervous system versus the sympathetic. One is the fight or flight, and the other is the relax, chill, calm your life down. And basically a long exhale activates the chill, relax, and calm down nerve in your body that signals that it's okay to chill out. And so mindful breathing exercises like that, that bring your attention to the exhale, can bring you to the present moment, but do so much more within the physical body. I think it's really fascinating.
I don't know, I just keep thinking about like all these things we're talking about. To me, that they're the mystical, like it's mystical that the ability to do that can make you feel better. Mm-hmm. And like, I agree with what you're saying, that joy is our natural set point. And I've heard it described in different ways, that we're naturally joyful, and we've learned over years and years and years and lots of practice on how to not be happy. Mm-hmm. And most of us are very good at it, making ourselves unhappy when we are naturally happy.
I think it's like a safety, not a coping mechanism, but a safety, what is the word I'm looking for?
Net?
It's not a net, safety device. No. A practice to try to keep us safe. That's what the brain's trying to do by looking for problems.
Like a coping mechanism.
Yeah, it's not it either. But I am not on my A game with the words today. The words are not top notch. My apologies. Thanks for tuning in anyways. Anyway, so I think that when we train ourselves to think, if we can look for problems, then we'll prevent them and we will be able to handle them because we have rehearsed how they'll go. But really all we're doing is making ourselves miserable and disconnecting from the mystical, disconnecting from the joy. And one more thing. So I've mentioned before that I went through life coach training. I really love the school that I went through. It's called the Life Coach School with Brooke Castillo. And she's really a big believer in the principle that we're going to be happy about half the time and like sad or down about half the time. And something about that has always rubbed me wrong. And it's not just because I don't like being sad and down, but it's because it goes against the core belief that I too think that our natural state is joy. Now, I do think that you can be sad and joyful at the same time, which sounds kind of wackadoo, but it's like a piece that transcends typical thought. And so now that I have that perspective, that I truly believe that joy is our natural mode of being, it's okay to still say, okay, about half the time there's going to be, you know, emotions that are, do you understand what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I think what I've been trying to practice is that I agree with what you're saying, is that you won't be happy all the time. I think where I get hung up is when you're not happy, the resistance you have towards that unhappiness is what causes the problem. If you just experience the unhappiness and get very present with it, it'll dissipate and it'll go away. It's when you create resistance towards it and you fight that feeling, it just gets in the loop and it multiplies and it lasts forever.
Right. I totally agree with that. It's kind of like saying I have this anxiety or depression, and then you have a shame about the anxiety or depression, mm-hmm. which means you have this backpack on and then you put a bunch of bricks in it, and the bricks are the shame.
And you keep saying, I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't. And then it just keeps building and building. Right. And then what kind of person am I for doing this? And then it just, I'm telling all my dark secrets.
Right. Well, everyone's, because you're human.
Yeah.
So, but what about going back to this 50-50 thing? Like, do you call bull hog? What are you throwing around over there?
No, it's my turn to cough.
Bless you.
I don't know. The 50-50, I don't know. I think it doesn't matter. I think as long as you don't have resistance towards the bad feelings, I think it...
Bad, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
Are they bad, really? Or are they just contrast?
What you deem is not good.
So. But maybe... Right? I mean, maybe sad and anger and all those, sadness and anger, those are only the contrast to happiness and euphoria and excitement.
Yeah, I've heard it described as duality. It's just a contrast. It's something that you need to really amplify your good feelings. Because mm-hmm. if you had only good feelings, you have nothing to compare it to. And then your good feelings are just mediocre.
And it would be boring.
It would be boring.
And yep. the whole point of the human experience is to experience that contrast.
I don't know if any of this is mystical, but I feel like it is.
Well, we could do mystical part one, mystical part two, mystical part three.
And if you don't like mystical part one, just let us know.
Then we won't then we do won't mystical do part two, mystical part three. We'll cut those out. I don't know. I mean, I think it's all about a starting point of conversation. And it is helpful for people to let us know, like, oh, I really liked it when you went this way with it, because mm-hmm. we can riff on that all day long. Mm-hmm. So where are we at for time? It's pretty good. I was talking to you about doing a giveaway for reviews of this podcast, because we're really needing to up that. So keep an eye out for that over on our Facebook page. We'll be sure to link to that in the show notes. You get to those show notes by scrolling up on the episode art within your podcast player.
You were thinking about giving away four reviews?
Like, leave us a review of the podcast, and then your name will be entered into a drawing. Nice. And you can win something, because we need to get those reviews up, because that's how people find us, is from other people that say it.
Maybe when they leave the review, they could also leave what product they take or would like, because I would hate to give someone a product they don't take.
No, I was thinking we'd maybe just give them an Amazon gift card or something.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Let them just choose whatever they want. They can go and buy, you know, a mystical supernatural book if they wanted to, you know, some of those that we've been so inspired by.
Anything by Dr. Joe Dispenza, I think, the trick.
That would be good. Yeah. So anyway, keep an eye out for that. And thanks as always for tuning in and for hanging with us. We appreciate you. Have a great day.